Are you looking for an investment advisor? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Live from Crown. I recommend financial advisors who are committed Christians. Psalm 1:1 says we should avoid ungodly counsel. Meet with a prospective advisor and test his or her value system. Advisors who will cheat for you will also cheat you. And those who bend the rules on your behalf against someone else will do the same thing to you. If counsel runs contrary to God's word, discount it as worthless. Proverbs 13:20 says we should look for wise counsel. You want someone who earns more money for you than he or she costs you. When you first meet with an advisor, ask questions about a particular investment that you're knowledgeable about. Do research beforehand if necessary. If the advisor doesn't impress you with his or her answers, look elsewhere for advice. Proverbs 15:22 says we're to have multiple counselors. Don't rely solely on the advice of one person. Ask trusted friends for their input. And if married, seek the advice of your spouse. Always check a prospective advisor's references and ensure that he or she has integrity. Respect your spouse's input. God may give sensitivity and discernment to one of you that the other doesn't have. Even the best financial counsel lacks an essential element necessary for sound and wise financial decisions. That's knowledge of God's plan for your life. Therefore, no decision should be made until you present it to the Lord in prayer first. Then the peace of God, or lack thereof, should guide all your investing. In my new book, Seven Gray Swans, I describe potentially significant events that could happen. A gray swan's an obvious danger that we tend to ignore. My goal is to show you how to prepare for and survive these economic threats. The ebook is available now at Amazon.com.